Okay. Intro.
I sent that picture to Allie. She said it. Missing
I was going to do a super fast one, but I can't do a super fast one. So welcome back, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Impulsive Thoughts, and Dan is recording me.
Yeah.
And Ellie's not here. She's in Florida. Lucky. I wish
with
I was
K-Dog.
There. But I am joined here with a couple of my... couple of my hosts, co-hosts. I got Mr. Donnie Rowe.
A couple of my hoes. I'm like, well.
A couple of my hoes.
If the price is right.
Back from the COVID.
Miss, go home. Mr. Donnie Rowe.
Yeah, yo.
Oh, okay. Okay, anyway. And Mr. Dano.
Hi, everybody. How are you doing today?
Did you not hear what I was saying before when the music was playing?
No, because you started talking right when you said, oh, I'm going to be quiet. The music started. And then you start talking anyway.
Yeah.
I didn't say I was going to be quiet, but I also can't hear the music.
Yeah.
I don't, but I sent
what did I buy these headsets for?
I sent that picture to Allie, and she said, hi, guys. And she said, tell Dan to get out of my seat.
I'm farting in it.
Man. I need to keep these remotes away from you guys because you guys like to press buttons. Last time Dan scared the shit out of me and Allie.
I heard about it. I listened to the episode, so.
Yeah, because you weren't on it.
Yeah.
What's going on, guys?
Apparently, I didn't wait long enough to ask about the haunted jail thing we went to.
Today, Joe.
I didn't go to that.
You were there.
No, I wasn't.
Wasn't he there?
Nope.
I was not.
He was supposed to.
Yep. And then there was snow in the forecast.
And then he didn't supposed to.
Mm-hmm. And I know everybody's like, well, there was snow in the forecast. Big deal.
Was it the reason? I thought you went somewhere. Was it the second time we went? One of the times we were supposed to go.
I know one of the times for sure there was snow in the forecast. And then there was another time I think we had a wedding to go to or something.
Yeah.
Or something, some kind of event.
But the snow thing, I didn't think was part of your excuse. I thought it was just either, both times you either had something to do. One, it wasn't like you canceled last minute ever. It was like I knew ahead of time you weren't showing up.
Yeah.
And I didn't think the weather was one of them. I knew, yeah, one of them was you had plans already. And another one was like a maybe because you kind of had plans, but you weren't sure if you can get out of them yet. Either way, it wasn't like we were mad about it. It was just like, damn it, the one person we know who loves haunted shit just as much as us and he can't make it.
He's actually lying to you. They were so upset about that, about me not going. Jamie didn't talk to me for like 3 months.
That's what I just
months.
Said. We were mad. Like, you, the one person we knew. I mean, whatever. It is what it is.
It is what it is.
He's been haunted since then because the ghost we met, we sicked on him.
Mr. Ghost, our friend couldn't make it, so can you just haunt him for the rest of his life?
Speaking of haunted...
Segue.
I know, right? Awesome segue. Like, I've never segued. I'm going to kind of try to keep the ball rolling with, like, kind of haunted shit since we did a...
Because we are deep in October right now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's October.
Feels like it.
It's like, yeah.
You're sure. Right.
Anyway, have you guys ever heard any like backstories on some of these, some like, horror films about being cursed?
Yes, sir.
So what do you, what have you guys like heard? Like what movies?
The Crow, I think, right?
I mean, I've never heard of it being haunted, but I only know about the Brandon Lee dying. If there's more haunts, I don't know about it because I've never researched it. Just
maybe it was more like bad luck on The Crow.
Yeah, it was more like bad luck. I guess, so Brandon Lee was accidentally shot.
You know what scene it was, right?
No.
Oh, really? Mm-mm. Ooh, I'm going to teach you something.
It's been so long since I've seen a movie, though, too.
He's going to learn you something.
It was the scene where he's on top of the table with all the gangsters, and they all fire at him. So, you know, there's a million bullets
Holy
coming.
Shit.
That was the scene that it happened in.
So then they can pretty much say, like, they don't even know who actually shot him.
Right.
No shit.
I mean, I haven't done any research to, like, see if they looked into it. I mean, I'm sure they did. Obviously, they investigate. But that's the scene that I know it happened in.
And it did, and they obviously, they kept it in the film.
Or they reshot it
Well, how would they reshoot it?
they stunt double. They just don't show his face. If you pay attention, there was a few few scenes they weren't done with, and they stunt double with and then from behind and not showing his face and all that, or the makeup. You know, you can, if you get some of the same face shape, mm-hmm. as long as he's not talking in close up.
Yeah, I heard. Also, since you brought up the Crow, I heard the new Crow sucks.
Wait, is it made yet?
No, they just released pictures of
the one with Jason Momoa.
No, with Skarsgård. Yeah. What's his name?
Bill.
William.
I want to see it. Because it looks like they're doing what, and this is where I can respect if it's true, a reimagining, more darker, like the books were made, originally meant to be. Like the Brandon Lee one, nothing's gonna top it. It was the best one ever.
Right.
And then the Crow 2 and 3 and City of Angels or whatever it's called. Shit, I haven't. Oh, damn. I haven't even seen that yet. I saw a few years ago that Jason Momoa was supposed to play the Crow.
That would have been a very weird.
And then it never happened, so.
Like, he's too buff to play the Crow.
Yeah, so I'm interested in seeing this. But, anyways, to get back to your original question, the one movie I've heard the most about haunted. Don.
The one I've heard the most haunted is probably Rosemary's Baby.
I read on that one,
never
too.
Never heard of that.
That one's actually really good.
I don't even know if I've
ever
seen that movie.
I've not seen that movie. That's why I didn't put it in.
Set. That and The Exorcist.
See? I've heard kind of about that one, but the one that I always hear about is The Poltergeist.
Yeah, that one.
Because the little girl died, but then I believe, and if you did you do that one tonight? Mm-hmm. So I wonder if I'm right or not, but I believe the older sister, something happened to her, too, and then the mother from the movie, or almost everyone in that cast, something happened to, and then something happened to, like, the set people and all that shit, too. Am I kind of right, or am I wrong?
You were kind of right, yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So, all right, well, let's get into it, then.
Yeah.
So, the first one I actually covered, and this is going to be kind of like a shorter episode, because somebody didn't bring something to the table. Mm-hmm. We won't go into that. Mm-hmm. Anyway, is The Omen. So, The Omen came out in 1976. The film was about a couple who unknowingly adopts a child who's the Antichrist.
Damien.
Yeah, exactly. Unexpected deaths and misfortunes surround the child in the movie. So the producers were allegedly warned that if they were going to make a film about the devil, then they shouldn't be surprised if the devil tried to stop it.
Damn.
So things started happening in pre-production when...
Hold up, that sounds kind of backwards, doesn't it? If you're making a movie about the devil, don't you think the devil would be like, go ahead, spread my word, not try to stop it?
Yeah, no, you're right, actually. Like, maybe it was the higher up spirit trying to stop it.
I was going to say the higher up devil.
The higher up devil? Higher than Lucifer himself.
Mm. But... So things started happening in pre-production when lead actor Gregory Peck's son died of suicide 2 months before filming.
Jesus.
Then as Peck and another producer flew to London to start filming, both planes were struck by lightning.
What the fuck?
When the filming for The Omen actually started, the production team saw plenty of unfortunate events. A plane that was meant to be used for aerial shots was switched last minute, and the initial plane that the crew was meant to be on board reportedly crashed, killing everybody on board. Other events that happened were a day after filming, the famous scene at the zoo with some angry baboons that required an animal trainer. Well, unfortunately, the animal trainer was mauled and killed by a tiger the day after filming. The Omen's closeness to tragedy can be viewed as accidents or even like kind of like coincidences like that. But that, I mean, even as it being like a coincidence, that's kind of like, that's like right. Super coincidence.
Right. All this shit happened.
All this shit happened. And within the filming and pre-production and everything like that. And then, you know, even to this day, like some people say that it's still cursed. Cause I guess, the new one that had came out, what, in 2006, I believe, where they remade it. I guess there was some shit that happened with that one too.
So in, let's see, I was 2001 to 2006 is about 5. Is that when they just re-released it digitally remastered? Because they re-released it in theaters, and me and my ex-wife had gone to see it, and I can't remember much of the movie. I just know there's a scene in there where the doctors are, like, giving her shots, and she's getting all kinds of, like, injections and IVs and shit, and I had to, like, put my head between my legs. I was getting sick because doctor stuff, I can't handle that shit.
Mm-hmm.
So was there an actual remake done or just remastered?
It was an actual remake.
Okay, because I haven't seen the remake then. I've only seen the original when it was re-released in middle of or early 2002, 3, 4, 5, somewhere when I was...
The original one?
Yeah.
No, the original one came out... Oh, when you've seen it, you yeah. said.
It was, re- okay. it was re-released in the theaters sometime between 01 and 06. It was re-released in theaters with like 10 minutes extra footage or something uh-huh. weird with, you know, Linda Blair and the original... It was the original one, but either remastered
well,
or
Linda
just-
Blair, that was Exorcist.
Are you talking about Exorcist?
No, I was talking about The Omen.
Oh, never mind then. No, in that case.
Well, cut that last 5 minutes out.
Follow the timeline, Danny.
Fuck me.
And you know what? He had it right from the beginning because he was like Damien.
Son of a biatch.
Yeah, The Omen 2006. Yeah, that was Liv Schreiber. That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, and it was crazy because it was released on June 6, 2006. 666.
666. Yeah. Nice.
There's actually one coming out this year called The First Omen.
There's a lot of movies that have the word omen in it. Does it mean it's related to this series or not?
Oh. Could be. Maybe.
Anyways, continue now that I fucked up the timeline.
So, and you know what? I wish I would have put it in my notes too, but another movie is, and I really won't go far into it because I don't really know too much, but The Wizard of Oz.
Yes.
There's a lot of shit behind that, but I mean, yes. I don't know, like, that, I'm not 100% sure, like, if it was more cursed or more so...
Before they had regulations on shit.
Yeah.
Like the Tin Man getting cancer from having the silver paint on him all the time.
And then the witch getting burns from her makeup and stuff like that.
Chemical burns.
Mm-hmm. Another movie that I kind of did research on was The Poltergeist.
Yep.
The 1982 film.
Originally,
so,
I don't think I've ever seen that.
It was good. I mean, see, the 80s movies are like, they're mind fucks.
So, you want to hear, so have you watched all the Poltergeist movies?
No, just this one.
The original?
Mm-hmm.
So, either the second or third one is in a high rise somewhere, and like outside the apartment. It's been so long since I watched it because I will not. It fucking to this day, I'm still afraid from that movie. But either outside their apartment or in their apartment in the hallway, there's like a hallway of mirrors, and this I'm kind of hinting in the group text about mirrors. I can't and the mirrors just. Well, I'm getting chills. Like there's something I can't remember what happened. It was just something creepy with the mirrors. And it was in a high rise, and that fucked. Like I'm, like I said, I'm still afraid of mirrors in the dark to this day because of that fucking scene in there.
I don't fuck with mirrors really anyway.
No, they're fucking creepy. But yeah, something in that movie made it extra worse. Like I said, I don't like mirrors at night. I don't like mirrors in the dark.
I always get the feeling like whenever I look into a mirror, like I'm gonna see something like in the background.
Yep. And then when you turn around, it's like not there.
Yeah, yeah. I'm afraid I'm gonna see something in the background, or I'm gonna see like. My eyes blink when I didn't blink. Yeah. Like, what the fuck is that, you know?
Or even one of those things, like, you ever get the feeling, like, when you're just, like, taking a shower or something, and you're, like, got that feeling like something's just going to
peek
around.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's why when I wash my face like this, open my eyes, and they catch them off guard, and they're going to try and sneak in on me.
Like the angels from Doctor Who, they won't move towards you if you're looking.
Oh, dude, that's...
I've never watched Doctor Who.
Neither have I, but the crying angels, that's creepy as fuck.
The creepiest diary episode.
So, and there's actually a screensaver that you could put on your laptop or something like that, mm-hmm. that it, when the screen goes dim, they get closer to the actual screen. And then when you wake it back up, they look like they're crying again. And then and then when it goes down, it gets closer. And then it's like right there in front of you. It's fucking dope. But it would still scare the shit out of me, even if it was a animation.
Yeah. Fuck that.
So in the Poltergeist, according to IMDb, The movie was about a young family who was visited by ghosts in their house. At first, the ghosts appear to be friendly, moving objects around the house.
Walk towards the light, Caroline.
To the amusement of everyone, and then they turn nasty and a little bit more, malevolent.
Yep.
Thank you. They kind of start to terrorize the family before they, quote-unquote, kidnap the youngest daughter. And so Poltergeist continues to be a horror film staple
mm-hmm.
because, I mean, how can it not? It's such a great movie.
You moved the headstones, but you didn't move the graves!
Sorry, I love that movie, though.
So, but what happened behind the scenes could be a little bit more sinister than the actual movie itself. The Poltergeist set is infamous for using real human skeletons.
Mm-hmm. Because they were cheaper than fake ones.
Yeah, they were cheaper than fake ones, which is crazy because Steven Spielberg, Spielberg movie, yeah. Right?
Mm-hmm.
They were known for using real human skeletons. In its memorable reveal that the Freeling family's house was on an ancient native burial ground,
yep.
The irony is that many believe the film's use of real skeletons caused the Poltergeist's curse and premature death of the film's actors. Dominic,
a bunch of their actors died.
Yeah. So when I was doing the research, I don't know who it was, but somebody said that it totaled maybe 9 people who died. I don't know. So anyway, Dominique Dunn, who played Dana, the eldest daughter, mm-hmm. was actually murdered by an abusive ex-boyfriend 5 months after the movie's premiere. Heather O'Rourke, the film's youngest and arguably the most iconic star, played the youngest daughter, Carol Ann Freeling. She died of cardiac arrest at 12 years old after an unknown genetic intestinal issue.
And I think
Crohn's disease.
And I think she also had septic shock.
So what I read too, though, is they misdiagnosed her with Crohn's disease.
Yep.
And they were treating her for it when she actually didn't have it.
Yes. So that's what I actually read, that she was misdiagnosed. She died a year later when she became sick again after being diagnosed with the flu.
Yeah. Yeah, and then I guess on her death certificate it says died because complications of the flu.
Oh, yeah, really?
Or something like that. I thought that's what I read. So Poltergeist's story is now synonymous with its unfortunate deaths. O'Rourke may have passed on, but her delivery of the famous line, "They're here," will always give me goosebumps, no matter how many times I watch that movie.
So also, who else is afraid to like have static on their movie or their TV screen for too long because of that?
Yeah, and that's like the movie posters of some of these movies, like The Omen. It was just it's so creepy. The movie poster for The
Who's
Omen
here,
it was just a picture of Damien.
Oh, really?
And then
his silhouette, I think, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was it
I'm getting all the movie posters because like they got the few of the newer ones have creepy kids in there.
I think there is one that's like just the silhouette.
Mm-hmm. But I know the Poltergeist, their movie poster was her.
Yeah.
Sitting in front of the TV with the TV static, and mm-hmm. It really is like a super iconic horror mm-hmm. film. And I know like today, like I always say, I always try to find the most scariest movie that I can actually bear.
Thank you.
And I have yet to find actually a good one, but I mean, if I want to like watching the old movies from the 80s, I think those are the best ones.
Did you watch the remake of Poltergeist?
I didn't. I heard it was absolute trash.
I liked it. I think, I don't remember now, but I remember it not being as scary as the original. Uh-huh. I thought it was good. And they put some jump scares in there,
new ones usually aren't as scary as
right, especially
ones.
If they're always like PG-13 instead of R. That's how me and Jamie rate movies. If it's not rated R,
if the horror film's not rated R, it's like,
we'll watch it. And some of them, I can't remember which one, because it's been so long since we've seen a good one. Yeah. But yeah, usually like me and Jamie, like, I'm like, oh, this one's rated R. She's like, all right, let's watch it, see if it's any good. You know, that's our first test.
And so when it was the Rob Zombie remake of Halloween.
I like that one.
Wasn't a fan of the Rob Zombie
one. I know a lot of people didn't, but I love them all.
You know what? The very first, the second one was trash, but the first one with the kid.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I thought that one kind of creeped me out in the beginning.
That kid was creepy.
Yeah. But he was also a good actor.
Yeah.
He was also the one that called Will Smith an asshole in Hancock.
Really?
He's the one that raps on a Tech N9ne?
Yeah, that's right. He's a rapper now.
Wow.
But, yeah, a lot of these newer movies, they're more, it's more so blood and guts. It's more gore than anything.
I think one of the ones that would probably be considered the scariest of its time, or I don't know, ever, but is The Exorcist.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which, that new one coming out looks pretty creepy.
The lot of the ones that the psychics visit that are based on their stories, like the doll and that, those are pretty creepy.
Oh, like
too.
Annabelle?
Yeah. Some of those are creepy. And one that, you know what, I only watched once, too, back in the day, and Jamie teases me this day because she keeps telling me, let's watch it again, and I refuse to. I will not watch Candyman.
I don't know what you're going to say.
Yep, I will not watch Candyman again. It's got mirrors. It's in Chicago. It's when I was in a formative age of my life when it came out.
I heard the new one sucked.
It wasn't that bad. I watched most of it, but it wasn't that bad. The original, though, it was hands down the best. I'm the same. I won't watch Candyman. And I think it's because growing up, my brother tormented me with scary movies.
Yeah.
So like he would always do the when I was a kid. So he would tease the shit out of me when I was younger. And
it's not really that like it's not really a scary movie at all. But when I was younger, one movie that kind of creeped me out was The Sixth Sense.
Oh yeah.
So, I don't know if I actually watched that through.
Really?
Yeah.
Whoa.
I just know that Bill.
Bill. Bruce. The science guy.
Bruce Willis was a ghost.
Yeah. Yep.
Spoiler alert.
I'm not going to give that one away.
Spoiler alert.
That was a pretty shocking ending.
It was. It made you like want to go watch it again. I'm like, what did I miss?
Not all that.
Yes, it did.
But okay, so and then there's the movie that
The Usual Suspects. Does the same thing.
That was a good movie.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like everybody freaked out was Signs. When the fucking Signs. Alien
yeah.
walked
yeah.
past.
So you want to know what movie I thought was? I think I told you before too. The Fourth Kind or whatever it's called.
Mm,
the Mila Jovovich alien one. That one fucked me up too. Me and Jamie like literally had to sleep with the lights on after that one. Like this is creepy.
Is that the Alaska one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We watched that. I think we watched it with Pat.
Yeah.
Pat's like, I'm never fucking going to Alaska.
I think I fell asleep during that movie.
And then one that creeped me out because it was the first of its kind ever was the original Blair Witch. That one was creepy.
I couldn't get into that because of the way the camera...
And that's why it creeped me out, because it was so realistic, and they kept everything so silent where it seemed so real.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I was at that age where I wasn't like an older person who knows how the world works. Like, they're not going to release fucking footage of people that really got murdered, right. You know what I mean? And then it scared the shit even more so out of... No, not that one. The one where the live Paranormal Activity.
That one was good.
Yes.
Yeah, that was good.
That one,
I liked
Jamie
that a lot.
Literally could not sleep for like three nights straight after
so
that one.
So I went to watch it with a bunch of our friends that I don't even really talk to anymore. But it was so scary. And we watched it like the midnight premiere or whatever. It was so scary to these people in front of us, like two rows ahead of us, that one of the girls threw up. And they had to get out of that. But it like, that was a good movie.
Another one that actually scared the shit out of people and they thought was real was the Blair Witch Project. Oh, you said that? Cut that. I was reading something.
You know,
I'm leaving that in.
You know, there's a movie that's haunted called The Poltergeist. You ever hear about that one?
I don't think I've ever seen that one.
And then Linda Blair throws up in the omen.
I was reading something. I didn't hear you. You had your fuck up. Now I have mine.
Another one that people are really afraid of is the Blair Witch.
So you know what?
That's a good one.
One that kind of creeped me out, and it was actually PG-13, was... fuck is that movie? It's in the Annabelle universe, too. Oh.
Conjuring?
Yes. Is it The Conjuring?
The Conjuring. There was a Conjuring 1 and 2.
It's The Conjuring universe, yeah.
Yeah. And Annabelle's a
part
of
it. It's not The Conjuring, then.
Annabelle is in The Conjuring.
No, I know, but it's a different movie.
Are you talking about the one with the...
with the red face behind the dude?
With the nuns?
No.
The nun?
Red face behind the dude.
Yeah, it looks like a freaking devil. I can't think of the name of the movie. There's like three or four movies of it. Uh-huh.
Because I think Annabelle, The Nun, and Conjuring are all the same universe.
Yes. I don't know about The Nun. So while you're trying to figure that out, you know what I did read? That while we're still in the Poltergeist a little bit, is one of the things, too, it wasn't at a death, but the son, the young boy in the movie, mm-hmm. almost died during filming. They said...
Wait, what movie?
The Poltergeist.
Oh, okay, okay.
In the scene, if you guys remember, where
the
possessed clown doll is supposed to be choking him out, it was a robotic doll, and the mechanical clown gripped the boy's neck so tight he started to yell that he couldn't breathe, and his face turned blue. Steven Spielberg had to jump in and pry the clown's hands off his neck to save his life.
Holy fuck.
Yeah.
Was that in the original one or the remake?
The original one.
Oh, fuck.
Steven Spielberg's was the original. Yeah.
Holy shit. Okay, so the movie was Insidious.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
That's a good movie, and it's actually PG-13.
It's another good one, mate.
But, so, now that we're talking about, movies and everything like that. So, the other movie that I actually got into to researching, cursed and shit like that was The Exorcist. Dun, dun, dun. And it was,
Or was it The Blair Witch Project?
We haven't talked about that one yet at all, either.
So, The Exorcist came out in 1973. Can't even read my own writing.
It's...
Because I wrote small. So, this tale of an exorcism is based loosely on actual events mm-hmm. when young Regan, played by Linda Blair, not from The Poltergeist or Omen, whatever you said.
She's from Blair Witch.
I think she's in the new Exorcist movie, too.
Is she really?
Oh, no shit. So... She starts acting odd, levitating, speaking in tongues.
Should I tell my story again about me getting sick watching Exorcist? So it sticks this time?
Yeah, there you go. Her worried mother, played by Ellen Burstyn, seeks medical help only to hit a dead end. A local priest, played by Jason Miller, however, thinks the girl may be possessed by the devil. The priest makes a request to perform an exorcism, and the church sends in an expert to help with the difficult job. So, the set of The Exorcist had its fair share of terror. While anything can go wrong during a horror film, mm-hmm. anything will go wrong. What is it? Murphy's Law.
Murphy's Law. Whatever can go wrong will go wrong. Yeah.
So, The Exorcist suffered from production delays. Many, many delays. After an unexpected fire burned down the set, mm-hmm. and the only part that survived the fire was reported as the young girl's bedroom where the exorcist occurred.
Mm. Yep, Regan's bedroom.
The exorcism occurred, yeah.
The only place not destroyed by the fire.
Yeah.
Set it back 6 weeks.
Yeah, yep. So Ellen Burstyn also suffered from a back injury on set that left her on crutches for the rest of the film's production. Now... What it was, I believe, was when she got close to Regan and Regan was slapping her and she was supposed to fly across the room mm-hmm. or some shit like that. Well, the harness that pulled her too hard mm-hmm. and it fucked her back up really yep. bad.
Permanently injured her spine.
Yeah. So, let's see. Where was I at? These events actually led to an actual priest blessing the film set, and unfortunately, the blessing didn't really work.
You mentioned the other injury, too?
Oh, I'm getting to that.
Okay.
The one of Linda Blair?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm getting to that.
Okay.
So two actors, Jack McGowran, who played a film director in a movie, and Vasiliki Malyros, who played Father Karras' mom. Mm-hmm. Both died just before the film's release. And then, like you said, after the fire that broke out, it took 6 weeks to rebuild the set, delaying the film, you know, production, sort of like that. After the set was rebuilt in the first week of filming, Max von Sydow, who played Father Lancaster, Lancaster Marin, learned that his brother died and promptly returned to Sweden for the funeral. Similarly, Linda Blair lost her grandfather, causing another delay in filming.
Jesus.
And then a 10-foot demon statue set to be used in the film was lost in Hong Kong while en route to a filming location in Iraq.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
See, I already would have been like, well, they don't want this movie made, so I'm going to go find a different movie to make.
So, okay, and I'm gonna skip ahead and go straight to Linda Blair's injury.
Mm-hmm.
Linda Blair shared that she had fractured her lower back while convulsing in a harness, leading to a lifelong struggle of scoliosis. She said that she was screaming during filming, "Please make it stop. It hurts. It burns." Her pleas mirrored the script, and everyone thought she was acting, so no one knew to stop the scene.
Mm.
And that's the footage that they used in the movie.
Yep.
That's also the same thing that happened to Ellen when her injury occurred in the movie. The same thing.
They left it in the
they
movie.
They left that part. Jesus they Christ. Left that scene in the film. Or yeah, in the film.
Hey man, gotta get your shot.
Right.
Yeah, and that's why they were like, "Well, that was so spot on. Like, we're gonna leave it in the film."
Yeah. You're a
really good actor.
Yeah. So, hold on.
Pause for libations.
Let's see.
Do you talk about snow at all?
I don't. But I do talk about, there was a, okay, I'm trying to remember because I don't have it written down, but there was a cross that was struck by lightning and I guess it fell or something like that and it caught on fire or something like that. I can't remember, but I know I heard about that.
I think I heard that too. It melted, I thought.
Yeah, something like that.
Something really ominous.
Yeah, but what were you going to say about snow?
So it says, at another point, the cast and crew arrived on set one morning to find everything covered in snow. According to reports, the explanation was that many air conditioners left running, combined with the natural humidity on set, allowed for snow to form indoors. However, many still find it strange that it snowed indoors. So they're saying it's just weird. They came to set one day in, what, California, wherever they're at, somewhere hot, and there's snow on set. So
that was another delay, too, I guess, where they were filming was like 130 degrees.
Jesus.
And the person who keeps the rooms cooled,
mm-hmm.
I guess, died or some shit like that.
Wow.
So there was a lot of deaths with this movie.
I think, what did we say before? It was like 9 before the movie was even completed.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what Ellen Burstyn said, that 9 people died during the production, including an assistant's cameraman's newborn baby,
mm-hmm.
and a night watchman. Others on set suffered lifelong injuries. A crew member lost his toe while a carpenter chopped off his thumb.
Jesus. I've said Jesus a lot this episode.
Well, with what we're talking about,
right.
I think it's accepted.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, that's... There's a ton, like Don mentioned earlier, I don't know if we were recording that, but you said Rosemary's Baby.
Mm-hmm.
I did read something about that one, too. I've never seen the movie, so I didn't put it in my notes.
So, real quick, this is for Rosemary's Baby. The composer for the movie died in 1969 after falling off of Rocky Slope at a party.
Hmm.
He entered a coma for 4 months until he died.
Holy shit.
Which, it says, this was a very, very similar to a character's death in the novel Rosemary's Baby.
Holy shit.
Producer William Castle was also hospitalized for kidney stones and supposedly hallucinated in the hospital and yelled, "Rosemary, for God's sakes, drop the knife." And then, obviously, leading up to her death, Roman Polanski's wife, Sharon Tate, is said to have become interested in the occult before not getting the lead role in Rosemary's Baby. A pregnant Tate was brutally stabbed by the Manson family
later. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Wait, she was in the movie?
Fucking wild.
No, she didn't get a part in the movie. But it said she became interested in the occult after not getting the lead role.
Yeah.
And then John Lennon was killed across the street from the Dakota where the Rosemary's Baby was filmed.
Wow.
Which that was seems like more of a coincidence. Uh-huh. But
I mean, coincidence or not, like if it ties around the movie, it's still fucking like
Like another one for the movie Annabelle Comes Home.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Is that like the newest one or some shit?
It's the sequel to the first Annabelle.
I won't watch
Annabelle.
Anything with creepy fucking dolls.
Yeah, I don't do dolls either, especially like ceramic dolls. Fuck them.
It says the first time the cast of Annabelle Comes Home were all on set together, the lights went out, and they supposedly didn't come back on until the actors asked Annabelle, "Are you there?"
No. Nope. I would have been like, "Look, I don't need the money that bad." Fuck that.
So this might not be true, but according to an urban legend, the spirit of Heather O'Rourke, the child actor who starred in Poltergeist, haunted the set of Ghost.
You just stole my thunder. I was going to tie back to Poltergeist. Jerk off.
Wait, Ghost as in Patrick Swayze, Whoopi Goldberg?
Yeah, supposedly she haunted that set.
Oh, shit. Was she one of the black, shadow ghosts?
No. So, since Donnie only has part of the story, they say what had happened was they used to also film Happy Days in that same set, and O'Rourke was not a regular, but she frequently appeared on Happy Days, which now I want to go watch this, because I used to watch Happy Days. But it says the cast and crew of Ghost reported hearing footsteps on the rafters and the sound of children's laughter. It was commonly known that O'Rourke enjoyed playing in the rafters, further strengthening the story that her ghost had haunted the soundstage. So.
Hmm. Also, Happy Days. I after the Fonz fucking jumped a shark and didn't get a drop of water on his leather coat, I was done.
Well, that's the most common thing. They ask, when does a show have its jump the shark moment? And that's when they say the Happy Days went downhill after that. They call it the jump the shark. Have you heard that before?
No.
You've never heard that?
Uh-uh.
I think there's actually a website dedicated to it called Jump the Shark, where you can find when each series you love has their jump the shark moment, where something so stupid happens that it lost viewership from then on.
Oh, I'm going to have to look that up now.
Yeah.
Here's another one. While shooting a scene for The Nun in a Romanian castle, I'm out already, director Corin Hardy stepped into a room to get out of the camera's way, and he saw two mysterious figures. After the take, he turned to speak to the men he assumed were crew members, but they were gone.
Ooh. No. Nope. No, thank you. You know what? I have to find the video that I took. I was in one of my stops, and the organ was playing.
What?
Yeah. It was at St. Clement. The organ was playing when I was changing all the mats upstairs.
Nope.
It's so creepy. Because it just wasn't just, like, actually playing. No, it was, like, one or two notes.
Oh.
So it was super creepy, super loud. I'm going to have to look at that, find that video, and I'm going to post it on our Instagram and Facebook.
So you know what I forgot to mention? Like, because you didn't do the whole, you just kind of, I just thought about this, because I read it. The Crow, part of the lore behind Brandon Lee is the fact that his father got killed on set. Or have you ever seen that movie, Enter the Dragon?
Mm.
The whole Bruce Lee story? Bruce Lee hints at his family being haunted and haunted and
was
chased
that what
by
it was?
Demons. Yeah. So, I'm sorry, listeners or thinkers, for not having all the research, but there was some of that Bruce Lee, you know, or Brandon Lee believed he was cursed like his dad on his movie set. So, that's only partial information because I don't know all of it, but
There was another one while they were filming The Conjuring.
Mm-hmm.
Actor Vera Farmiga began seeing a mysterious trio of claw marks everywhere.
Jesus.
From her computer screen to her own thigh.
The Trinity.
The demon in the movie has 3 fingers and 3 talons.
No. Again, no.
Unity.
But yeah, I'm not really a huge scary movie person. Like I'm a bitch, I'll say it.
I love scary movies. Like I said earlier, like I always seek out the ones that will fucking leave me not being able to sleep for a day or two.
Mm-hmm.
So what's weird is now that we're talking about like older movies too, Nightmare on Elm Street. Yeah. Like I never really got into the Nightmare on Elm Street movies because they were
Freddy's
like
Freddy's behind you.
I know.
Freddy's
what's up, dog?
Freddy's one-liners though were iconic.
Yeah. So when I used to have this red rope light under our bed.
Uh-huh.
And I would have fucking nightmares of fucking Freddy when I have those damn lights on.
Yeah.
So I stopped sleeping with those damn lights on.
Dun, dun, dun.
I was going to say, another movie that I've heard stuff about is the Amityville Horror.
So.
Yeah.
That's such a good movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, even when they did the remake with Ryan Reynolds.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
They experienced strange, like, occurrences. Ryan himself claims to have consistently woken up at 3:15 a.m., the witching hour. And police even found a body near the boathouse they were filming at.
Shut up. That's awesome.
So, funny story about the Amityville Horror. I back again when, so, fuck, probably 17, 18, 19, 20 years old. When I'm old enough to, like, watch scary movies and not be scared and get them myself because I'm over 18. And my mom worked at a video store. I used to have her bring home all, like, B-movies.
Uh-huh.
You know, that's, like, one that only have one box, you know, at a time. Not, like, the... And I used to, and there was all kinds of, like, Amityville, like, remakes or sequels or side stories. But they all had the same iconic house design. No bullshitting. If I see a house, like, when I was house hunting... I won't, if it has a window like that, nope, not even looking at it. We were looking in Lansing, and a few of the houses that we went to, I'm like, oh, I like, nope, look it up there. Nope, it looks like the Amityville house. Nope. If it has a window, an upstairs attic with a window, like, nah, I won't. I'm not
That's
even kidding.
That's how my grandparents' house was on the east side. It had that, like, top attic window.
Attic window.
The little half moon window up in the attic and the roof like this. Yep, nope.
And I would rarely, well, wait, let me think. Was it an attic? Because I think at one point there was another lady that lived up there. I can't remember exactly. It was too long ago. But, like, they had, one of those old, like, cement Chicago houses.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know exactly. I lived in Chicago.
Right. And so, like, they had in their basement, scariest fucking place ever for me as a kid. Like, they had, like, this, like, cold like storage back room where they kept all their like extra food, like they used it as a pantry basically.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And like whenever I would go back there, I'm like, this is fucking creepy. And it's one of those basements where you would get the feeling like, so I have to run, beat all the lights getting turned off, and just get upstairs before something gets me.
You do the weird like run up the stairs with your hands too. Bless you. Because I know I've done, I and Ellie said this last week too, she's not a fan of the dark, neither am I. Like,
no,
I don't do dark very well, especially this basement here. Like, I feel like this house, well, I've already said that this house is haunted.
This house is clean.
I've sprinted up those stairs more than once, and let me tell you, I still feel like somebody's about to grab me.
So... It's kind of weird for me now. Like, now when I go to sleep, I can't sleep with, like, anything on besides, like, the music I have playing.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, I would not go to sleep without, like, the TV on.
See, that's, I was the same way. I would always fall asleep with the TV on. Now, All I fall asleep to is my salt lamp. That's it.
Mm-hmm. And like when I'm trying to sleep now, I'll hear like, you know how like you just hear noises sometimes?
Yeah.
I'll hear noises and I'll just like, I'll be laying there. I'll just open my eyes. Like, is this my time?
is this how I go?
This is where I'm trying to go to sleep. This is how I go.
You know, we talking about scary movies. What about The Ring? Remember that one?
I was just going to mention that.
I've never actually seen that movie.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Creep me out.
7 days.
And that kind of reminds me of the story that I talked about on our 1 year anniversary episode. The techie.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
So there was something I was going to mention from The Ring where during a behind-the-scenes featurette for the movie, Naomi Watts claimed to have felt weird vibrations on the set, and the set was also completely flooded at one point, which is strange since Samara drowned to death at the bottom of a well.
Dun, dun, dun. That is correct.
That is correct.
I don't know, guys. Anyway. Shit's creepy. Plain and simple.
Lupe wants to change the subject now, yep, so Lupe's he doesn't have scared. Nightmares tonight.
He's like, I gotta sleep alone tonight.
Sleep alone every night. Actually, I don't sleep alone every night. I sleep with my dog. My dog protects me all the time. Although she's a chicken shit, too.
Well, at least she doesn't have to hear you die.
Damn, that's fucked up. Wow. That's fucked up. Wow. That is fucked. Thanks, Don.
Ouch.
Thank you. What a dick.
I'll tell you what.
I just picture my dog's passed the fuck out as I'm getting fucking stabbed to death.
Getting murked. That was harsh.
Don.
Lupe's dying a brutal death. Delilah just like fucking tosses and turns in her sleep.
Mm-hmm. She's sleep wagging her tail.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Fuck.
It's always the animals that see something first, though.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've told you Delilah sees shit all the time.
Mm-hmm.
That's the truth.
But, all right, guys. Like I said, it wasn't going to be a super long episode.
We're done already?
We are, and we actually are almost at an hour anyway.
What? We don't want to, like, bullshit for 30 minutes? Yeah, because we didn't even bullshit tying into this. This is whoa, Allie, check it out. It was well orchestrated. There was no bullshitting
up until this part.
No wasted time. You'd be proud of us.
I do want to try and like I was saying at the birthday party. I want to try and get the girls to put that speaker in your guys' bedroom.
Fuck that. It would never work.
It would be funny.
Though. It would be hilarious.
It would be funny. But
I'm right behind you.
Father. Father.
Come play.
Hello, Clarice.
You know, that's a Mandela effect. He actually doesn't say hello, Clarice.
Right. He has a whole, like, sentence.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot of things. Like, also, the Gone with the Wind. He never... Play It Again, Sam. Is it Gone with the Wind?
You're too young. I'm too young for you, bro.
One of those old school movies, like the most iconic line is Play It Again, Sam, where they say she says it to the guy playing the piano. Never once is uttered in there, ever. Just
another one is, well, it was an acceptance speech. I don't remember who it was, but it's not, you love me. You really, really love me.
Oh, yeah. That's remade all the time, yeah. And all kinds of stuff.
Yep.
That was never said?
Nope.
Wow. There's a lot of those things where people think it was said, but it really wasn't said.
Yes. With that being said, you can find us on all your major podcast platforms. And Instagram at not three guys in a 30, but you can find us on Instagram. And impulsive thoughts on the
three guys in a cup.
Oh,
whoa,
whoa,
yeah, whoa.
That's our other podcast.
Not my podcast. That's on Only Dan's.
Only Dan's.
OnlyDan's.com.
3 inches, one cup.
On Instagram at impulsivethoughts_pod. And click on a link tree because every time I ask
Allie's reaction when she hears,
yeah. Oh yeah,
every time I ask Don to say what else or what our Twitter is, he doesn't. So there's that.
Does this even post on there? Does it really exist? Not like my Only Dan's page.
Oh, the Twitter.
Yeah.
Same with the TikTok.
Yep.
There's like two videos, yeah. Maybe.
But my Only Dan's is alive and kicking. Go ahead and subscribe. Dad bought a small rod.
I'm joined here. All right. How do I follow that up?
Maybe I should have just stayed home
for COVID. Joined here with...
You guys can look forward to a Donnie-centric episode next week.
Ron Don John Bon Jovi.
Come on, call me for work.
And Mr. Dano.
Hi, guys.
You mean bye, guys?
Bye, guys. I'm going back to Philadelphia.
And I'm Lupe. And always remember, guys, don't believe everything you think.